The Sound of Freedom. My neighbor wakes up screaming most nights. I wouldn't hear him if I spent my nights asleep and not outside trying to make sense of the stars and tracing constellations to find a cure for insomnia. His wife must soothe him back to sleep with her warm breath, her skin that smells like lavender, her whispers that the bed is soft and solid, not a moving tank in a shaken snow globe of sand. When he was deployed, I heard her on the patio throwing dishes, crash after satisfying crash of cheap wedding shower china, the symbol ring of loneliness. Later, she would tell me they taught her that in wife school. Take your anger and a Sharpie, write out the harbored hurt on plates and cups, the bottled words like hate and hard and fuck, and hurl it onto concrete, splintered shards of rage until it is all powder and dust. After the fireworks lit the sky, all the illegal rockets shot by drunk boys playing war, the whistles and pops echoing through our suburb, the bang like bursting soup bowls. The cats cower in the hall away from windows. The dog is under the bed whimpering. My neighbor is on his belly taking cover, seeing his friend in pieces over and over. Walking through my backyard, my feet are slick with mulberry juice. In the morning, smoke will linger thick on the air, seep through the windows. I will see footprints on my carpet, dark as blood.